When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff and I'm from Happy Valley. Surprise. I'm joined by Chrissy, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey, guys.
Where am I from?
Jeremiah, who is also here, clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
And boy, are my fingers tired.
Yeah. No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse, especially with broken nails. Ow.
Ouch.
So, I'm sitting in a comfy chair. I'm glad I'm sitting in a comfy chair. You know what really aren't comfy chairs, but somehow are still seductive enough to pull you in? Rocking chairs. I don't know why, but I see a rocking chair and I want to be in it, even though I know I'm probably not going to be comfortable.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, Chrissy.
I love me a good rocking chair.
Yeah, the trick is to get a quality one.
Yeah, I have one of those, like, glider rockers.
Oh, go on.
Ooh.
It's a good time. The biggest problem with it is that there's, you know, on a regular rocking chair, the most you can really do is just rock over somebody, so there's just a couple places to look. Like, if you have kids and they're crawling around on the floor, mm-hmm, or whatever.
Rock
the glider rockers
over somebody?
Have,
like, as well, in you okay. are riding your rocking chair to crush people?
No. So, like, say you have a child that's crawling around on the ground or, like, rolling around, and they uh-huh. roll under the edge, like, you could rock on them.
Sure, you could give them a
so
little
it's a
pinch.
Thing you have to, it's a thing you have to watch out for.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Or pets, really. But, like, glider rockers,
you're not manically riding around crushing people in your rocking
no.
chair?
Okay. I mean, that sounds like a real good time.
Uh-huh.
And it might be how I spend my retirement.
You're not just going to be refined to, you know, sitting on the front porch with a rocking chair yelling at kids to get
oh,
off
no.
your lawn. No, you're going to terrorize them around the town.
Heck
in
yeah.
In your motorized rocking chair.
This is me we're talking about.
Yeah, I would have thought you would have had an army doing it for you at that point, but
you know,
sometimes you got to put that personal touch in.
An army of killer rocking chairs?
Dang, that...
Nobody'd see it coming.
I really want that future, and I'm going to cross my fingers.
Put that on your stainless steel titanium disc thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
but...
you glider?
Yeah, no, it's just because of the way it rocks, there's a lot of places where, like, fingers or something could get stuck in there, and it could end very badly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you, it just, you know.
How does the glider fix that?
What?
You said you had a nice rocking chair that doesn't pinch things.
No, it's actually worse.
Oh.
Like, the glider rocker actually, I think, is more dangerous for, like, fingers and things. But that does not mean it's not super comfortable to sit in.
The rocking pattern of a glider rocker is not the ideal rocking pattern for me.
Mm.
It's different enough that I'm a rocking chair purist.
Yeah.
That I would either want a traditional, like, arc for the rocking chair bottom, or the fancy rocking chairs that have, like, a level bit in the center, and or not level, but a slower curve arc, and then it steeps up a little bit when you get further
yeah.
back or whatever, so that it catches. Mm-hmm. Those are nice. I like me some of them quality rockers.
You like having a speed differential there?
Yeah.
I am team quality rocker. I've spent a lot. I spent 13 years working in a nursery for funsies on my kind of...
On your rocking chair
like
design?
Midway through the... I mean...
Wait, is this plant nursery or like...
No, like a kid
baby
nursery. With, like,
all
babies.
Right, got it.
And it's, like, my de-stress thing that I do, because I like rocking babies. And so I'm, you know, a rocking chair I have found to be a very useful thing in my life. Like, a good quality rocker will save the day, because standing and rocking babies is real tiring, especially when you're holding more than one of them.
Oh, did you see the YouTube of rocking babies? Like, they all had little guitars and...
Oh, my gosh!
It was pretty cute.
That sounds great. Also,
I missed that.
I could totally see, like, Rocking Babies being the name of some, like, mom, like, cover band.
I could see that as well. So, dining table chairs always look like they should be nice and comfy, but mostly are a trap.
I don't think they've ever made one the right height for me in terms that, like, my legs are happy with how far they are from the ground.
Right?
And, like, where that fits in the back of my leg. They're always either, like, too short. It's like, oh, well, I'm squatted up like I'm in a kindergarten chair. Or it's like, okay, I have no way to move off of this thing without falling to my death.
I have this feeling that you and I kind of actually have opposite problems with dining tables and dining chairs. Whereas, like, for me, if a dining chair was low enough for my feet to touch the floor, the table would be, like, up to my chin.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, totally. So, like, I have to sit in dining chairs cross-legged, which just feels rude. But otherwise, my feet fall asleep from hanging. Whereas I'm guessing that you have the opposite problem where, like, your knees hit the underneath of the table because the chair is too tall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, leaning over, like, almost like I'm bowing to make sure that the food survives the journey up to my face.
Yeah. I feel like there's not a great height in general.
Sounds like you two need custom furniture.
Yeah. We could just, like, 3D print tables for whatever custom dining arrangement we're having, like how many guests and how tall they are, and just configure the table that way. That'd be awesome.
And then you'd have to have a serving area because people have to bring their food to themselves because you won't be able to pass it really because the height will be changing constantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like, and it would have to be that way because otherwise, you know, if like you custom fit a table to me, like I could eat there and my kids could eat there right now, like for the next 2 minutes before they're taller than me. But like, you guys could never
just give us pillows. We'd sit on the floor.
Oh, yeah. That's really the ultimate answer.
Just got to customize your dining potential.
And you really have to have good floor pillows because if you're doing floor sitting and you don't have...
Don't scrimp on the floor pillows.
Mm-mm.
You do not want your butt falling asleep during dinner.
Good cushioning.
Because then you just can't get up and then it's awkward.
Yep. Yeah. You do this little flop on the ground trying to get your knees underneath you. No, oh, I'm just gonna get another drink. Oh, oh.
You need to, like, line your dining area with, like, ballet bars. Like, whatever, you know, so, like, you can, like, kind of scoot over the bar and then use it to, like, pull yourself up.
Yep, or have, like, a stair on the side, like, the swimming pool levers to get out.
We do, so, I do like the seating where it's floor sitting with, like, the space underneath the table is kind of dug out, so you can sit on the floor, like, either with your legs up, or you can put them under the table a little bit. And I do think that that can be kind of adjustable, depending on height. Because if you are short, it's acceptable to sit cross-legged. But if you're not, you can put your legs under the table and,
in the floor,
you
know, cubby hole.
Be a little more, yeah.
Very interesting.
All right, plotting chairs, in which, you know, you plot.
Oh,
Chrissy?
Oh, my biggest problem with plotting chairs is that if other people have them, it makes my life more difficult.
Because they're also plotting, or because you don't like competition?
Both of those things. I mean, who really likes competition? I like to win, so I guess in theory I like competition, but I don't actually want them to ever be successful, so...
But they have to try a little.
Like, not really. They just have to show up, and I'm perfectly content. Like, if so even cool if I beat them by a lot,
I'm double cool with a forfeit because then I don't have to do effort.
Like, well, and it just makes me feel good because they show up and they're like, "Oh, you're too intimidating to compete against." So I just concede. That's fine with me, personally. Also, it's just really hard to find a good plotting chair because you want something that's not going to be too comfortable because you don't want to fall asleep. You've got important things to do. But at the same time, it needs to not be uncomfortable because you're going to spend a lot of time in it plotting.
It seems like you'd almost want it more uncomfortable than comfortable because that'd keep you motivated to get your plotting done and then execute. Yeah.
I mean, like, I think it needs to kind of be ergonomic. Like, you know, it has to be somewhere where you can sit a long time and not fall asleep, but also not hurt yourself.
So you don't want your plotting chair to be made out of the weapons of your enemies forged down into some kind of monstrosity for you to sit in.
Oh no, that's like in the throne room. Like that's just a
looking chair.
That's for people to see.
I see, but not for you to occupy.
Yeah, it's not so much functional.
Okay, so it's a trophy.
Yes. Yes.
Seems like you could make an interesting sculpture that's not a chair.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, chairs are kind of effective because you're like, you know, like I'm sitting on these. It's like almost like standing on them. It has like symbolism. Like these were.
Why didn't you just make a symbol of like you crushing them as part of the artwork?
I mean, like that's probably built into the chair somehow. It's like chair sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought out all the details because I have a really crappy plotting chair right now. So.
Okay. You know. Well, if you ever want to move forward on that, I got some ideas for you.
Okay.
Yeah, the custom furniture thing gets really expensive really quick.
It does. That's why you got to get it right the first time.
I mean, like I the idea of making things I really enjoy, but I'm really bad at follow through on it. So.
And the best chair of all, the most versatile of chairs, the camping chair.
Oh, I do like a good camping chair.
I have to have the right one because you can buy a camping chair anywhere these mm-hmm. days. Like Rite Aid, Walmart, it's not just camping supply stores. And if somebody shows up with, hey, take a seat in my camping chair, you don't know where it's come from. You don't know the provenance of that chair. And you could be taking your life in your hands by sitting on this thinly piped fabric conglomeration.
Yeah. There are definitely some camping chairs out there that are questionable. And also, I mean, now there are so many camping chairs with so many features. Like, my parents have these camping chairs that, like, recline and rock and have, like, side tables attached to them. And, I mean, they're basically, like, you know, a Barkin lounger for the woods. It's very fancy.
That's intense.
Yeah. And I dig them. I'm not going to lie. But, like, those exist, so why would I want some, like, flimsy nothing chair? And then you, like, you show up to the event, and you've got your flimsy nothing chairs, and people are like, oh, that's what you sit in?
I mean, you're going camping. I don't think people are judging you based on your sitting apparatus.
Oh, they are.
Oh,
it's
they
a,
are.
It's a social hierarchy thing.
You too need to camp with better people.
Ooh, they brought a stadium chair. Must be their first camping trip. You don't bring a stadium chair camping.
Right, or what? Like the idea that you might just like, where you're like, oh, I was just planning on, you know, like sitting on the logs. Like, what? With the bugs? Like, eh.
Rookie move.
Just put a towel down, you're good. The bugs are just snacks.
You need your towels for your showers.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the thing that you get clean.
After you shed your skin, you want to get really fresh and clean. Showers can do
while
that.
Camping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the river. Like,
bring your quarters.
Dude, there's also the showers that you like, you hang water in a, like in a bag, a thermal type bag up in a tree all day mm-hmm. and it gets warm and then you can take a shower in the evening. It's fantastic.
Those are great.
You definitely camp fancier than me.
I
your
was
chairs
raised.
Chairs have features.
I was raised by like camping genius. Like my parents owned sheep herders tents with like with like cook stoves in them, so it was all like we would go camping in the middle of nowhere in Canada, like with no access to anything, and my mom would be like, oh hey, I made cinnamon rolls for breakfast because we had an oven in our tent.
What?
That was fancy. It's camping
the fanciest, like the fanciest setup anywhere, but you're still sleeping on the like, well, cots, but I mean it's still
you
a cot. Yeah. My parents really liked us. Also, the area where we camped in was prone to sudden downpours. And so if we slept on a cot, we would still like trench out our tents and stuff to try to keep them dry. But it was safer if everybody was just elevated a little bit, because then if there was rain in the middle of the night, you didn't have to worry so much.
Sudden floods, no fun for anyone.
The worst.
Yeah.
They're all wet.
And camping chairs now, fabric, if they're out in the rain, unusable the next day.
Yeah, throw that out there. I thought you just had to like shake them a little and they're good.
Yeah, they soak up water.
All right, be careful when you get the right camping chair is what I'm hearing. But I think that's all the time we have for tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give the audience your fond farewells.
Have a good night or day or afternoon or whatever, and have fun sitting in whatever you're sitting in. Good luck with that.
And if you're not sitting, if you're standing or walking or perhaps strolling or kneeling or laying down. You know, good for you. You shouldn't feel constrained to chairs just because we were talking about chairs during this episode. Way to be an individual, all of you, together.
Thanks for listening. Good night.